This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Fort Worth-based BNSF Railway has furloughed about 4,600 employees nationwide. That's 10% of its workforce. The company mostly blames reduced demand for energy products. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Chairman Matthew Rose broke the news at an energy conference in Montana. At the meeting, he blamed lower prices for oil shipments and reduced demand for coal. BNSF spokesman Mike Trevino says the numbers tell the story.
Because volumes are down, we're moving, you know, less coal and, you know, less petroleum and less products that support the exploration of petroleum. We're running fewer trains, and if we're running fewer trains, we need fewer people to run fewer trains.
Trevino says while the consumer part of the shipping business is good, a lot of its industrial sector is down. In addition to crude oil and coal, BNSF also ships lumber, paper, piping, sand, even taconite used to make steel. Trevino says 2 winters ago, BNSF was running 1,900 full trains of 120 cars. Today, it runs closer to 1,200 trains. The mild winter also played a role in the reduced volume.
Really across the United States, less demand for coal. The reason there's less demand for coal is also the effects of a mild winter. You've got record low levels of prices for natural gas, which is an alternative to burning coal.
Trevino says it's not clear which cities and states were most affected by the furloughs. He says the Fort Worth headquarters will feel a small impact. He added that most furloughed jobs belong to those working on the trains and those who maintain them. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.